He created darkness. For all around him, he needed a cloak to hide himself from his tired labors. And the antelope and the deer, and the ostrich and the zebra, hid their faces and ran like tiny children into the shriveling blackness around them. And the trees grew hoods. Cows winced, and all the crops began to droop. Even the coal rattled in terror, for lo, there was no light anywhere. And he was well pleased with his labors, and he smiled, but was unable to find his way out of the room. Consequently, he blundered around his new creations, stamping helplessly left and right upon the new buds of his endeavor. Octopuses, caterpillars, tendons and worms were squashed like buds. Easter bunnies ruptured like eggs. At length he found the door, and fumbling with the handle, he chanced to knock the key onto the ground. As he lowered his nose to rummage around with that vast appendage where he might see something on the floor, he beheld a ray of light